From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and House Speaker Paul Ryan are sharing defeat following the collapse of the Republican Party's controversial health care bill. Trump asked Republican leaders to withdraw the bill to replace President Obama's signature Affordable Care Act shortly before a scheduled vote Friday because there were not enough votes to pass the measure. After blaming Democrats for the Republican bill's collapse, Trump then appeared to strike a different tone.
I know some of the Democrats and they're good people. I honestly believe the Democrats will come to us and say, look, let's get together and get a great health care bill or plan that's really great for the people of our country. And I think that's going to happen.
House Speaker Paul Ryan played a leading role in the effort to pass the administration's proposal, and Friday's reversal by the administration was a stinging rebuke for him as well as for Trump within their own Republican Party.
We got to do better, and we will. I absolutely believe that. This is a setback, no two ways about it. But it is not the end of the story, because I know that every man and woman in this conference is now motivated more than ever to step up our game.
After the bill was withdrawn, Ryan announced, in his words, we're going to be living with Obamacare for the foreseeable future. Despite heavy pressure from the White House and the Speaker, conservative Republicans opposed the Republican plan because it did not go far enough. Moderates opposed it because they feared too many Americans would lose their health insurance. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Key U.S. lawmakers are at odds over halting progress in their investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The latest skirmish sparked by the Republican chairman of the House Intelligence Committee's abrupt cancellation of an open hearing set to feature top former intelligence officials. Word of the change ignited a round of criticism from congressional Democrats, who pointed out that FBI Director James Comey and NSA Director Admiral Mike Rogers had already testified this past Monday. During the hearing, Comey confirmed for the first time officials are investigating possible connections between President Trump's campaign team and Russia. U.S. officials say Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will meet with members of the NATO alliance next week following criticism over his initial decision to skip a NATO foreign ministers meeting. State Department officials say Tillerson will meet with NATO members on March 31st in Brussels. Foreign ministers from NATO countries were originally scheduled to gather in Brussels April the 5th. Early this week, Tillerson's office said he would not be able to attend the April meeting of the 28-member alliance, raising fears about the U.S. administration's commitment to NATO. Hong Kong's next leader will be chosen on Sunday by an election committee stacked with pro-Beijing elites who heed the wishes of China's communist leaders rather than the semi-autonomous region's voters. Analysts say John Zhuang is the most popular candidate to be the new leader of Hong Kong.
Mr. Zhang has put up a very, very successful public relations strategy. So he has used Facebook very well to engage with the public. And he also made a lot of connections with the grassroots by going out.
But most Hong Kong media is reporting that his opponent, Carrie Lam, is Beijing's favorite and likely to win. Lam was head of Hong Kong's civil service. The United States announced sanctions Friday on 30 foreign individuals or companies that aided Iran or North Korea in the country's ballistic missile programs. The State Department said it had sanctioned 11 companies or individuals from China, North Korea, or the United Arab Emirates for transferring technology to Tehran that could further the country's ballistic missile program. The 19 other firms or individuals are believed to have either transferred to or received from Iran, North Korea, or Syria illicit goods banned under previous U.S. sanctions. And the United Nations Security Council members are calling on South Sudanese leaders to prioritize the needs of the South Sudanese people. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.